is love. You keep telling others the story of God's grace, and the more you tell that story, the more you're going to hear that story. The more you're going to hear about God's grace, the more you're going to remember His faithfulness. Write those things down, His past works. Tell them often. Tell your testimony often. Remember His faithfulness. But as we said, rely on His Spirit. Verse 11 said, when he remembered the days of old of Moses and his people, where is he who brought them up out of the sea with the shepherd of his flock? Where is he who put in the midst of them his Holy Spirit, who caused his glorious arm to be at the right hand of Moses, who divided the waters before them to make for himself an everlasting name? Understand this, do not depend on your own strength. You will fail every time. Surrender to his power. Stop trying to live your life in your own strength and depend on the power of the Holy Spirit that already dwells in you as a New Testament believer. And that's where the hinge is there. Are you sure that you know Christ is your Lord and Savior? Is the Spirit of God dwelling within you? Because if he's not, you don't have that power to draw upon. But if he is, and you know without a shadow of a doubt, you've trusted by faith in Jesus as your Lord and your Savior, the Spirit of God is there within you to empower you, to strengthen you, to help you keep pressing on, to bring glory to his name. And that's why we can come to that third anchor and rest in his purpose. Verse 13 said, who led them through the depths? Who led them through the depths? God did. Like a horse in the desert, they did not stumble. Like livestock that go down to the valley, the Spirit of the Lord gave them rest. So trust that God is leading you, even in the valleys that he's leading you, for your good and for his glory. And then I want to encourage you, pray earnestly for his presence. Pray earnestly for his mercy. Pray earnestly for his will. I want you to look at those last few verses that we haven't looked at yet. Verse 15 down to verse 19. What a prayer for mercy we see here. So he cries out and says this, look down from heaven and see. From your holy and beautiful habitation, where are your zeal and your might? The stirring of your inner parts and your compassion are held back from me. For you are our Father, though Abraham does not know us and Israel does not acknowledge us. You, O Lord, are our Father. Our Redeemer from of old is your name. O Lord, why do you make us wander from your ways and harden our hearts so that we fear you not? Return for the sake of your servants and tribes of your heritage. He's calling out there for the Lord to return. And what he needs to do, what the people need to do is return themselves. He says, your holy people held possession for a little while. Our adversaries have trampled down your sanctuary. We have become like those over whom you have never ruled, like those who are not called by your name. He's praying there. Praying earnestly for God's presence, praying earnestly for God's mercy, and praying earnestly for God's will. So in conclusion, notice that Israel cried, where is the Lord? But the truth was, he had never left them. And he's never left you. He was still guiding. He was still empowering. He was still leading them to the place of rest. He was still glorifying his name. And he's still doing that in your life if you know Christ as your Lord and Savior. Maybe today you're asking, where is the Lord in my grief? Where is the Lord in my financial struggles? Where is the Lord in this sickness that I'm going through? Where is the Lord in my loneliness? Here's the answer. He's right where he's always been. He's right where he's always been. Faithful, present, leading. When you can't see his hand, remember his heart. When you can't feel his presence, rely on his Spirit. When you cannot understand his path, trust his purpose, even when you don't understand it. And one day, when you look back on the history of your life, you'll see there he was all along. He was leading you through the depths, giving you rest, glorifying his name through your life. So don't despair. Don't give up. That's the message to the Israelites here. That's the message to us tonight, that the God who parted the Red Sea is the same God who's walking with you today. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that even when life feels dark and you seem far away.